Welcome to Torata Podcast, an opportunity for us to reflect on tefillah, learn its meaning, and be inspired to new levels of motivation. Our focus today is the concept that we connect geula to tefillah. In Brachos, the Gemara Brachos, it says, Ezehu ben olam haba, ze hasomech geula to tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says, who is assured of a portion in the world to come? He who juxtaposes the bracha of geula, redemption, with tefillah, prayer. And here, we know that in the Gemara, when it refers to tefillah, it refers to Shmona Esrei. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary on brachos, offers two beautiful explanations highlighting why this connection is so important. When we are redeemed from Egypt, as the bracha of Geula suggests and describes, we are making a shift from being slaves of Paro in Egypt to immediately being slaves of Hashem. The task that we're now heading into is called Avoda Shabalev, service of the heart. So we are now being tasked with serving Hashem as opposed to serving Paro, and we move from Geula to Tefillah. Secondly, when we pour out our hearts to Hashem in Tefillah, what we have to acknowledge first is that Hashem has done wondrous miracles for us and has the capacity, unlimited capacity, to fulfill our requests. So when we open up the Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, we want to be assured of our confidence in Hashem and His mighty hand and His incredible demonstration of power as our collective national redeemer. And from that space is where we move forward into Shmona Esrei. But one more question. Why not at Mincha or at Ma'ariv? Interestingly, if you look at the Mincha and Ma'ariv davening, we do not juxtapose Geula to Tefillah. And the question is why? If we just spoke about how important it is to have this very tight connection, why wouldn't we have this connection at Mincha and at Ma'ariv? The answer is that at Mincha, man is working and is focused on Hashem and that Parnassa comes from Hashem. While at Ma'ariv is a dark time and we depend on Hashem in times of darkness, and certainly in a conceptual way, in the times of Galus. There's no need to put the extra emphasis on this connection of Geula to Tefillah. However, in the morning, during Shacharis, is a time when we may feel empowered, emboldened, at the beginning of our new day, a time when we feel that the world is in front of us, and it's our strength and our energy that will allow us to fulfill our goals. It's at this point in time that we have to connect very tightly, Geula to Tefillah, to acknowledge that we are serving Hashem, we are servants of Hashem, and that it is Hashem that controls the world rather than our own abilities. Thank you for listening to Torata Podcast. It is a pleasure to be learning with you.